This is WAMC News. I'm Jim Lavoulis. A report from Columbia University's Justice Lab finds that New York State's parole system disproportionately supervises and incarcerates Black and Latinx people. To learn more about the findings, I spoke with Vincent Schiraldi, the study's co-author. Schiraldi is co-director of the Justice Lab and a former New York City probation commissioner.
Well, the findings were that Black and Latino people are overrepresented in being supervised on parole in New York State, being violated and jailed on parole, and then ultimately being imprisoned for technical non-criminal parole violations.
Did your report look at all at, when looking at the racial disparities in the parole supervision rates, why is New York above the national average? What policies are in place to make this the case?
It's really confusing as to why New York violates so many people and sends so many people back for technical non-criminal violations, because we are below average in terms of how many people we have in our state prisons, but we are second highest in the country on how many people we're putting back for technicals. And technicals are things like missing appointments, drug use, staying out past curfew. So not nothing. But why should New York be up there so high? We don't really know the answer to that question. But what we do know is it costs us $600 million a year at the city and state level.
And you were just discussing the technical violation of parole. How long is a parolee reincarcerated for a technical violation?
Sometimes it can just be for a few months while they have their court proceedings happen. And sometimes it can be for years. And here's the kind of thing we're talking about. I mean, I was on a panel with a guy who got a job. It was a night job. His initial parole officer gave him permission. But when the next parole officer came, she didn't know that he had had permission, so she violated him. You know, they figured it out, but it took 6 weeks to figure it out, during the time he sat at Rikers Island. And he said that when he went in, he had a job, a girlfriend, a car, and an apartment. And when he came out, he had none of those things. So even what might seem like a small period of time can really uproot people who are trying to make it when they come out of prison.
And I thought this finding was astonishing. In the report, it found that among people on parole held pretrial in New York City jails for alleged misdemeanor offenses, 99% were people of color. Are you able to elaborate on how this is the case? It seems like such an astounding figure.
No, and I think it's I cannot tell you what the cause of this is. I can give you some theories. One thing is that some of the things that seem neutral, race neutral on their face, can cut against people of color. So, for example, you're not allowed to associate with somebody else with a criminal record. And one out of three Black men have criminal records. So if you're a Black man and most of your friends are Black men, it's almost impossible for you, especially if you live in sort of a poor urban environment, to not associate with somebody with a criminal record, which means basically any time your parole officer wants to revoke you, they can do so.
There's obviously been a lot of talk in New York State about the bail reforms. Is there anything on the horizon that would deal with what we're discussing, parole?
Yeah, the Less is More Act has been proposed by Senator Brian Benjamin and Assemblymember Walter Mosley. And that act would reduce the number of people who get technically violated. One of the interesting provisions in the act I really love as a probation commissioner is it gives you 30 days reduction on your parole supervision for every 30 days you're in compliance with parole. So that really incentivizes people to behave and toe the line. And a lot of research shows that incentives are much better than punishment or threat of punishment. So if we could do that, I mean, the state alone is spending over $350 million a year just on locking up people for tech parole violations. Can you imagine what we could do if we had that $350 million, or frankly, even half of that $350 million to help people with training, with job training, with housing, with drug treatment, with things that they could use to help turn their lives around instead of a trip back to prison.
I see. And this act lines up with some of the recommendations that you and the other authors of the report have recommended as well, too, correct?
That's correct. And also the New York State Bar Association issued a report on this. It was pretty strongly worded, and they talked about how parole violations need to be dealt with by the legislature this year. They said there was an urgent need to deal with it. Very geographically diverse, very ideologically diverse group of judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys, and researchers coming up with pretty similar recommendations to what's in the Less is More Act and to what's in our report.
Vincent Schiraldi is co-director of the Columbia Justice Lab and a former New York City probation commissioner. Vincent, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.